Joe Smith time here at WGCL 745 on a big show Friday. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine on a Friday. Friday here. Chuck, how you doing?
Very pretty sunrise for us.
Yeah, and, it's finally getting up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's taken a little while this morning.
We are all are taking a little while this morning.
Well, that's all right, but it's worth it. It's a great athletics weekend ahead of us, and we'll look forward to everything that it holds.
Yep.
And a busy one tonight, kicking off, as we always do, Friday Night Lights. It's a big one on the south side. Number one, 27 seniors will be honored on Seniors Night, and a piece of the Conference Indiana title is up for grabs for the third year in a row for Mo Moriarty and the Panthers.
Well, it's the premier game in the state tonight at Huff Memorial at 7 o'clock as South shoots for a piece of its third straight CI title against number 4, 6A, and unbeaten Columbus North and Blesses Bulldogs, who are flying high with senior quarterback Tristan Perry, 19 touchdowns, 1,237 yards. Gavin Yeske has 1,439 yards and 16 TD aerials. These team stats are just unbelievably close right down the line. Christian Paycheck needs 65 yards tonight for a 1,000-yard season. The Bulldogs have an outstanding running back going to Miami of Ohio, Mitchell Burton. Each kid has 14 rushing touchdowns. Burton has 16 on the air. He caught a pass and returned a kick for six. South limited to 86 yards in that 22-17 road win last year. But Perry missed the game with an injury, and the Panthers came up with four interceptions, which helped the cause, and blocked the punt for a safety as well. Total offense about dead even. South 392, Columbus North 374. The Bulldogs averaging just a tick below 47 a game. No one has scored more than 13 points against them. South is averaging just a tick below 40. So we have strength versus strength right down the line. Kick scoring very solid. Ari Bland, 45 points. Columbus North's Mark Sally Faber has 57, including 6 of 7 field goals. Columbus North with a plus 6 in takes, including 13 interceptions. South is a plus 8 on the season. And you know, in the end, defense somewhere along the line will win championships. And this one is on the line tonight for the Panthers. Chalk Talk with Coach Mo at 6:30. John Callahan, Dave Novak describe the action at 7. Get there early. North looks for its first at 4-3 Southport tonight at Perry Stadium. On the south side of Indy at 7, Edgewood looking for its second straight late season win. They'll be hosting Cascade, who matches 1-6 marks with the Ponies at 7 o'clock. Big one in the area tonight, 12th-ranked Class A Eastern. The Birds flying along at 6-1, but they bump paths with number 2-ranked and unbeaten Linton over at Roy Williams Field in Linton starting at 7 o'clock. Brown County at Owen Valley. Patriots trying to even up at 4-4. So back on top they are, as soccer sectional queens, the Ian Rickerby South Panthers, posting its third title in 4 years last night out at Edgewood, blanking B&L 3-0. Seniors, they rose up last night. Midfielder Julia Wood ran the offense, which outshot the Stars 15-5 with a 10-0 advantage in corners. Junior Senna Hendricks, along with senior Bailey Silvers and sophomore Hope Gummery, scored the goals, and senior Grace Stebbins the shutout in goal. The Panthers 13-4-2 advance now to the Jasper Regional next Wednesday night. Senior Sophie Keller, by the way, assisted on the Silvers goal that gave South a two-goal advantage in the second half, and then Gummery's goal closed a near-perfect second half for Ian's crew in the 59th minute. Elsewhere, Kevin Smart, 6th-ranked South Fellows. They'll be out after its fifth straight Saturday night. Sectional titles we're talking about. 6 o'clock on its home field against Sean Marler's North Cougs. South and North both impressive back on Wednesday night with semifinal shutouts of Owen Valley and B&L. Mentioning shutouts, South did that to North 3-0 back in September. The Cougars come in 8-2, playing a lot better, and the Panthers flying high at 17-1. Volleyball action last night. South won its 17th in 4 on the home court over Seymour. Lizzie Skoklin, along with Aaron Adams, combining on 38 kills. Ashley Elliott with 44 assists. And Grace Bland chipped in with 17 digs. South now, an opportunity to win the Conference Indiana Championship for a second straight year, is in the semifinals in the winner's bracket against Perry Meridian up at Franklin Central at 11:30 tomorrow. Meanwhile, 10th-ranked Center Grove swept Disney. Brandenburg's North Cougars on the hardwood in 3 Thursday night. But North is still having a solid year. They've had 18 wins in 29 matches, and they got 18 digs from Julia Wood last night. Shea Barrow and Zoe Merritt, a combined 13 kills. The Cougars in the consolation bracket of the CI tournament tomorrow at 10. Alongside Columbus North. Elsewhere, Sullivan swept Edgewood in 3. Grace Holdeman had 20 kills, 4 aces and a block. Jessica Fix with 32 assists and 4 aces as Lighthouse Christian Academy. The Lady Lions swept Fortune Academy in 3 for its 14th win of the year. Number 12 North, now 17-1 after copping its second straight regional tennis title the other night. Play Jasper down in Wildcat territory tomorrow at noon. The Cats are 13-6. This is for the semi-state. We wish the best to the maroon and gold of Kent Heidinger. And the state tournament series in cross-country starts up tomorrow for Justin Helmer's fifth-ranked North Cougar girls. They'll be running the steep hills down at B&L starting at 10:30. South and Edgewood hoping to qualify for the regional next week with a top-five finish team-wise. Austin Haskett, the outstanding sophomore and co-county and WIC champ, will be running right there and mixing it up with Norris Conference Indiana champion Drew Warren for the boys' top spot. Over on the girls' side, South Stuhl of Todora Kaluska and Madison McMullen. Norris Gracie Saccone should make it interesting at the top for the girls of Justin Helmer. Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk for after the biggie tonight at Bloomington South alongside Columbus North. Again, Chalk Talk with Mo at 6:30. John Callahan, Dave Novak on the call starting at 7 o'clock.
Plenty of champions crowned, Joe, and all the events, and
we're going to have a wagon load Monday to talk about.
That's good. We'll get some more.
That time of year, Glass.
It is.
Well, happy for my friend Coach Rickerby and, of course, Coach Heidinger earlier. What a regional championship for him at North.
They get to go see Jasper on the weekend in Jasper's backyard, so they'll have their hands full, but, again, they're up for it. 17-1, Joe. That's pretty impressive.
Well, that's where they stumbled last year. Yep. They were just a win away as a team for making it to the Final Four in the state, so. This is where the stumble occurred last year, and this team has been very, very consistent. We wish them well tomorrow in Jasper.
Baseball playoffs in totality starting last night. The American League kicking off. Toronto blast Texas down in Arlington 10-1. Cleveland hit 3 home runs in 1 inning off the 22-game winner Rick Porcello. The Tribe hang on to beat Boston 5-4 in Cleveland. All 4 teams are in action tonight, including the Small Bears on the north side. They will be the last game out tonight. We'll also add the Dodgers and Nationals. So 1, 4:30, 5:30, and 9:10. If you're into the baseball tonight, you're going to go.
Toronto, Texas, Boston, Cleveland, Dodgers, Washington.
12
Giants,
hours.
Cubs. That'll take care of you until about 12:15 in the morning.
Absolutely. Exactly right. Well, you enjoy it in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, bring back a little fun, will you?
There was a dark day back in 87. Who knows?
Yeah, why not?
Let's go play. It'll be a good game, good barometer test for our defense. And as Coach Meyer was saying, last year we had them on the ropes. When we were there a few years ago, we led in the third quarter. So, we'll see.
We hope Indiana plays the way they did in the second half against Michigan State. Joe, limit those turnovers, limit those penalties. Ohio State doesn't need any help. It's not helping
not
out.
When you got a guy like J.T. Barrett running your offense.
No, Richard Lego's first game
He's
on the road.
He's only 19-2 in his career at OSU.
Richard Lego's first game on the road in his Big Ten career will be in front of 108,000 or whatever it is over in Columbus. Safe travels, we know that. We'll get caught up at 8:45. We'll preview that game and get us ready for a big IU weekend as well.
Sounds great. Amy's had a nice tie with Penn State. We'll recap that and look ahead to the weekend.
The Joe Smith, the Tuesday night, you got her fired up, ready to go. So that's good.
I did.
Good stuff, man.
She was fired up when she came in.
She was fired up. That was good. We had a good time with her on Tuesday night. All right, good stuff as always, Smitty. We'll hear you at 8:45.
Be here.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, Big Show Friday. 83 in sunshine today, 50 and clear tonight, 68 and absolutely perfect on Saturday, 45 on Saturday night, more sunshine on Sunday, 71, 47 on Sunday night. Next week is great as well. Check out your extended forecast at WGCLradio.com. Joe Smith time at 8:46 here on a Friday morning. Smitty, say hello to Julie Warren, if you would.
Hello, Julie Warren.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm not bad.
Julie ditched us last week for the
Indian Summer Friday.
Yes, it is.
Julie ditched us last week for a farm tour with her kids. They had a nice field trip on that, so she's back. Mm-hmm. We allow things like that, Joe, to go on. That's fine. That's education's a constantly evolving process.
That's right. For me,
Never-ending deal. We hope the Hoosiers don't get educated too much in Columbus on Saturday, but that's a good football team, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Indiana has a really interesting opportunity here. Coach Wilson's played this team, Joe, the last 4 years. They've given Ohio State some issues, some things to think about. Urban Meyer had some very kind words about the Hoosiers on his radio program late in the week. But here's a simple fact, Joe. You can't beat yourself over there. You can't beat yourself at home. You saw that against Wake Forest. Indiana must play mistake-free to a degree football. Penalties, turnovers, that's how you get Ohio State. Well, that's going to be at least a start of it. Big game coming up tomorrow.
Well, Big Ten, week two for the Hoosiers and a huge challenge in number two in the nation in the Ohio State Buckeyes of Urban Meyer. Over at Ohio Stadium, Meyer has his team off running 4-0. They haven't missed a beat. They haven't allowed a rushing touchdown to date. Urban, by the way, is only 54-4 in his fifth season now in Columbus. But going inside some numbers, they've outscored second-half opponents 108-7. They average 57 a game. Its average winning margin going into the fifth game of the year is 47 points plus. 57% they are on third down, hard to get them off the field. Indiana's 38%. That's rising a bit after last week, which has to improve as the season moves on, as Richard Lego makes his first start against the Scarlet and Gray. You know, last year, interestingly enough, Indiana ran 91 plays at home for 402 yards and 27 points, but the defense got hit for 517 and 30 less plays out at the Rock, but Ezekiel Elliott isn't around. That's the good news. The bad news, J.T. Barrett is, and he didn't play in last year's game. He's 19-2 in his career, guiding the Bucks at quarterback. Ohio State averaging through four, 576 yards, allowing opponents only 238. But, again, and we throw these butts in here because they're key, especially early season. This is going to be a Big Ten early season solid barometer for where Tom Allen's defense is. They've given opponents 373 yards on the average and less than 22 points in this 3-1 start and 1-0 start in the Big Ten. Barrett has been electric, 69% on the completion average, 888 yards and 14 touchdowns, and including himself, seven other Bucks with rushing touchdowns, seven different receivers have caught touchdown passes. Indiana's 0-28, facing either number one or two ranked teams down through the years, and since 1991, Indiana's 0-21 against Ohio State, including 0 for its last 11 in Columbus. But there was a dark day back in 87, but two, a big confidence boost after Michigan State going over, brimming with confidence, and that's good from a mental standpoint. But the O and D, well, they're 29-point underdogs tomorrow. Obviously, the Hoosiers of Coach Kevin will have to be clicking on all cylinders big time to beat the Buckeyes, and we're just being realistic here. ESPN at 3:30. 5-2-0 unbeaten. Four of them reside in the East Division. Number four, Michigan, plays at Rutgers Saturday night. I think the best game on the early card is Maryland, who's off to a 4-0 start playing at Penn State. Don't forget Texas-Oklahoma, the Red River Classic. In the Cotton Bowl, a noon kick, 11:30 pregame on the airwaves tomorrow. Well, Amy Burberry's soccer women took advantage of a Penn State-owned goal to tie the 13th-ranked Nittany Lions 1-1 last night out at Armstrong Stadium. The Lions got off to an early start early in the game in the first 8 minutes, but Sarah Lomado in goal, she's been playing well. She kept the defending national champs off the scoreboard the rest of the night, finishing with seven saves, and Indiana really survived an onslaught there. It wasn't like she wasn't kept busy, getting outshot 12-2, and the Lions also had only two shots on goal in the two overtime periods. So an outstanding night for her and some momentum for the women going in facing number 24 Rutgers Sunday at 1 o'clock. Well, coming off its worst loss of the year at Notre Dame, Todd Yeagley's crew back in action against Penn State, the sixth-ranked Hoosiers, still unbeaten in the league. Take on the Penn State Nittany Lions at 7:30. Elsewhere on the IUB, congrats out to Jason Christ. He is the Big Ten cross-country runner of the week, young man, a senior year for Jason, running for Ron Helmer. He recorded the third-place finish at the Rimrock Farm Classic out in Kansas last weekend, and he's the first Hoosier Athlete of the Week, cross-country-wise, to win the Big Ten Award in 3 years. Elsewhere, Jeremy Wertzman has his tennis crew playing in the Notre Dame Invitational up in South Bend this weekend. Field hockey, a couple of toughies for Amanda Chaney's crew, now 6-6 overall, 1-2 in the Big Ten. They'll be playing 6th-ranked Northwestern later today and then catching number 14 Boston College at noon on Sunday. Sherry Dunbar's crew on a road span out to the Midwest. They take on number 3 Nebraska tonight, and then we'll play in Iowa City to take on the Hawkeyes on Saturday night. Elsewhere on the golf beat, Mike Mayer has his Hoosiers gathered in for the Northern Intercollegiates, which will start Sunday and run through Monday and Tuesday of next week on the IUP. Well, plenty on the high school beat, the premier game in the state tonight. And for a piece of the Conference Indiana Championship, as Mo Moriarty's Panthers welcome in unbeaten Columbus North. Coverage begins 6:30. Chalk Talk with Coach Mo, John Callahan. Dave Novak on the call at 7. Edgewood should win its second straight at home against Cascade and Bloomington North. Looks for its first at Southport a little bit later tonight. Everything going on this weekend. We have North and South in the boys' sectional championship in soccer at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Congrats out to the girls of South. They beat B&L last night to shut them out and win the sectional. And it was great that the seniors had an opportunity to have won 3 out of 4 in their careers, and a nice effort by the girls last night for Ian Rickerby's crew. And in the Jasper Sim Estate tomorrow in tennis, Ken Eidinger's 12th ranked Cougs will take on Jasper, who's won 13. Bloomington North winning its second consecutive regional earlier in the week when they beat Columbus North. We have Conference Indiana Tournament in the winner's bracket. South is gearing for its second straight Conference Indiana title up at Franklin Central. They have a semi with Perry Meridian tomorrow. Columbus North and Bloomington North will play in the consolation bracket there for fifth place in the league. So a busy weekend of activity, including the B&L cross-country sectional, which kicks off the state series with North, South, and Edgewood all looking to advance to next week's regional. Don't forget Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, following our South game tonight. Again, coverage begins at 6:30 with Chalk Talk.
So that's it. All right, cool. Have nothing to do on Monday. It's a very, very, very busy time of year and exciting. We've got Colts football coming up on Sunday as well. They need to get it into gear.
Well, they need to keep – I don't know. They've given up 15 sacks, 31 points defensively. I don't know. They should beat the Bears, but, you know, they got to get rolling. You know.
They do, and being at home, if they don't roll at home, where are they going to roll?
I don't know where they're going to roll.
They're going to roll at Tennessee? They're going to roll at
down
Houston?
In the South Division.
Exactly right. Our coverage begins at noon on Sunday. Texas-Oklahoma, the Red River rivalry.
Yeah.
Got to say that slowly. Any day of the week. 11:30 tomorrow morning. Coverage starts there. So we've got you covered on the football beat all weekend. Also, baseball playoffs, all four of them go tonight, starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon. 1:30 on TBS, 5:30 and 9:10 on Fox Sports 1. AL first, NL second. Pacers winners last night as well. Exhibition basketball, that's going to start next weekend. You've got the Simon Scott Assembly Hall opening 2 weekends. You've got Hoosier Hysteria. Buckle your shoes. Maybe enjoy that bus ride over to Ohio State. Joe, you get 3 hours to get your thoughts collected.
Well, I got a little bit more than that, about a four-hour trip. So, but we have an escort, so that helps the flow of traffic. They are friendly men in blue from the ISP.